Okay, today's daf is Beit Daf Test. Reishir is sponsored by Hanania Aryeh Lezecher Nishmas, his sister Aviva Rachel Bat Harav Emanuel, the Neshama Shev and Aliyah from the Zuchus of our learning. We are holding on Daf Chesam and Beis, a few lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Chesam and Beis. We're actually right in the middle of an Inyan. The Gemara is first going to discuss today, the first new sugya we're going to see today is about shechting a bird on Erev Yantif or making a dough on Erev Yantif, and whether you're allowed to then be mafresh chala on Yantif or do the kisvei adam on Yantif in those two cases. And then the Mishnah on Tesam and Aleph is going to record a machlokes beisham and beisilel about moving a ladder from one shovach to another. And the Gemara on Amud Aleph is going to have two different ways to understand that machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about moving a ladder from one shovach to another. And Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to have a brisa that has a different version of the machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that clearly goes against the Mishnah. So within the Mishnah, there are two ways to understand the machlokas in the Mishnah, and then we're going to have the brisa which has a different that clearly goes against the Mishnah, has a different way of understanding the machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Then the Gemara is going to quote a story with the Bnei Rabbi Chiya having to reverse a psak Laheter that they had given relating to something about a ladder, and the Gemara is going to have two versions of exactly what the details of that story were. And the daf is going to end by going through the first few of five versions of a question on our Mishnah, where we're going to ask that in our Mishnah, Beis Shammai seems to be more makel by Simchas Yom Tov, and Beis Hillel more machmir, and yet we're going to find in five different places that it sounds the reverse, that it sounds that Beis Shammai is more machmir about Simchas Yom Tov, and Beis Hillel is more makel. We're not going to get through all five today because that would take us all the way to the Mishnah and Daf Yudam and Aleph, but we'll get through the first, hopefully the first one or two of those questions about Simchas Yom Tov. So we left off, we were actually right in the middle of something. We had said that if the, we'll start from Tani Rabbi Zera, from Tani Rabbi Zera we'll start again, five lines from the bottom. Tani Rabbi Zera, Lo Kaibul Vadam Rela, Filu Shachat Behema Chayva Of Vinisarvu Daman Zebaze, also the Chasos of Yom Tov, that if you shech the Behema Chaya and Of, and the blood of the Behema Chaya and Of get mixed together, you're not allowed to do the Kisei Adam on that mixture of blood on Yom Tov. So Am Rabbi Yossi Bar Yaasina'a Lo Shanu El She'in Yachal L'Chasos B'Dekira Achas. That's only if you're unable to cover it with one dig. If you could get it in one motion where you could dig into the ground once with one shovelful and cover all the blood, then it's fine. But if you're unable to do that, then we're worried that you're doing extra digging for blood that doesn't need to be covered. Only the blood of the Chaya and Of need to be covered. The blood of the Behema doesn't need to be covered. But if you can get it in one movement, so then it's totally fine. Aviyach lechasosa b'dekira achas mutter. If you could cover all the dam b'dekira achas by one shovelful in the ground, so then it's going to be mutter. So says Mar Peshitta, of course it's going to be mutter. Why wouldn't it be mutter? You have a mitzvah of kisei adam, you're allowed to cover dam chayva of, so of course tekira achas is going to be mutter. So Mar says, no, mal detema nigzar tekira achas, atu shtei tekiros, kamash malan. I might have thought that we would make a gzera that it's also to do even tekira achas, lest you then realize that you don't have enough, that you don't have enough dirt, and you're going to come to shovel again to do shtei tekiros. So kamash malan, that we don't make any such gezerah, that if you estimate that you'll be able to do b'dekira achas, then even if it's a mixture of blood, you're allowed to cover the dam b'dekira achas. Tosfos raises the question, Tani Rabbi Zera lo kai b'lvad amru, right? Rabbi Zera had said that if all the blood gets mixed together, then you're not allowed to cover it on Yom Tov. So Frek tells us in Tomar, v'chiyesh koch b'yad chachamim, lakar davar shumen atorah, we're talking about a case where you have blood of a behema and a chaya and an oaf mixed together. The halach is midaraisa. Blood of a chaya and an oaf requires kisui adam. It's a mitzvah daraisa. So the chamim have the right to be oker davar Torah to tell you not to do kisui because they're afraid that you're gonna be metaltal mukza, the dirt is mukza or whatever, so the chum are going to be okay, davar min haTorah over here. So that tells us, yeah, all the time we do that. V'yesh lomar deino chinami, d'shevi al tasa, yesh koach b'yadam. That's always the rule. The rule is that the chum have the right to be okay, davar min haTorah, v'shevi al tasa. So what tells us, essentially pointing out to us, is that's what's going on over here. That the chum are being okay, davar min haTorah, v'shevi al tasa. That as long as they're telling you not to do it, they're telling you don't do kisui adam. So that is well within the rights of the chachamim to tell us not to do the kisei adam. Beis Yosef writes That from here we have a raya that dam chaya va'of, that that doesn't get mixed together, you could be mechasa al yidei deker, not what's even bekama dekiros, right? You see clearly in our Gemara, the only reason we have a problem with multiple dekiros is because there's dam of behema in there. But if it was dam chaya va'of, and there is no mixture of dam behema, then it would be mutar bekama dekiros, even though after you take out the deker, after you take out the shovel the first time, so you don't have a deker notes anymore, and the whole heter of doing the kisei adam was only when you have deker notes mibod yom, when you have the shovel already in the ground. Well, that's good for the first shovel full, but when you take the second shovel full, you don't have a deker notes. The niitza shnia is like a new chafira chadasha; it's like a brand new digging, and nevertheless it's mutter, because otherwise what would be the chiluk between dam chaya and dam shenisarev? Dam chaya would be the same as dam that gets mixed with dam behema. But the Bach is cholik on the Beis Yosef, and he says that no, we only are matir dekira rishona. Even when all you have is dam chaya, when all you have is dam of, we're only matir the first shovel full. The difference between the case of dam chaya alone and dam chaya mixed with dam behema is that dam vadai is mutter with the first dekira, even if there's not enough dirt that you're going to get in one shovelful to cover all the dam. Still, you can try to cover whatever you can. But dam shenisariv, if you're not able to cover all of the dam, but dekira achas, then we suggest not to do anything. Then it's pata from kisei adam entirely. The chacham say, don't even try to do anything, because maybe some of the dam, like the miktsas of the dam that you cover is from dam behema, which is pata from kisei, so it's going to turn out to be a tircha shalol tzorach. So that's what the Bach says. That even when it's just dam chaya, even when it's just dam of, you don't do a dekira shnia. So Sharmel suggests that their machlokas is tali and the machlokas rishonim about the din deker notes. Tosos holds that a deker notes, what does it accomplish? It takes away the muktzah problem. So it's mistaver that he's matir all the dirt around that area as well. It's lav dafka, the dirt that comes up in the first shovelful. Meaning the point of deker notes is to say, you see, this dirt I plan on using on yantif. So obviously you don't plan on just using the dirt that happens to be in the shovel when you stick it in the ground. It's just a matter of being megaladas, that dirt is something that you're interested in using. So good, so then it's going to work for all the dirt around it as well. So even the offer that's mechubar, where hachana ba'amira wouldn't help, but a maisa of ni'itza sadeker would help to take away the muktzah problem. But the shitos in Rishonim that hold the ni'itza sadeker is matu the isur chafira, so it's mistarved, that's only going to help on what was actually dug up by the original ni'itza sadeker. That's only in the dirt that's going to come out when you pick up the actual deker. That's the dirt that's considered chafra va'omid mibod yom, that's considered to have been pre-dug. But the dekira shnia, that's like a chafira chadasha, that's a brand new digging, and that is not the same, and that would be asur. So this machlokas between Beis Yosef and the Bach, maybe Tully says the Shara Melech on a machlokas rishonim about what we really accomplish by doing deker notes in the first place. Okay, weiter in the Gemara now. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabba, bottom line of Chesam Beis, Amar Rabba, Shachat Sipor Me'er of Yom Tov, Eim Lechasen Osa B'Yom Tov. If a person shechs a bird on Er of Yom Tov, so you're not allowed to do the Kisei Adam on Yom Tov itself. As Rashi says, Dahaylo Lechasos Mibod Yom, you should have done it on Er of Yom Tov, when you shechted the bird. Umishum Imnui, Mishum Simchas Yom Tov Lecha, Dimishum Dolo Mechasi Dam, Lamitzer Sipor Ba'achila. And you don't have to worry that it's going to shtar the Simchas Yom Tov, because just because you didn't do Kisei Adam doesn't make the bird Asur Ba'achila. It's an incomplete act of Shechita, it's a Bittul Mitzvah, but it doesn't make the bird Asur Ba'achila, so your Simchas Yantif will be just fine. You'll still be able to eat the bird. So that's why you're not allowed to do it on Yantif. You should have done it on Erev Yantif. Why did you delay until Yantif? Gilgil Isa Me'erev Yom Tov, if a person needed a dough, he rolled a dough and he made a dough on Erev Yom Tov, Mafrish mi mena chalasa bi Yom Tov. He is allowed to be Mafrish chala from that dough on Yom Tov. I says Rashi, V'yafel gav detran l'kaman, Eluein mishum shvus, Ein magbin shumus ma'isos bi Yom Tov, V'anami kichumus dag and dam yosha, Yachla frisha me'erev Yom Tov. I don't we say that you're not allowed to be Mafrish chumus ma'isos and Yom Tov, and chala is a din of truma, so you shouldn't be allowed to be Mafrish it on Yom Tov, especially since you could have done it before Yom Tov. Says Rashi, afilu hachim mafrish shlo gazrol shumasisa sharimutu legalgul b'yom tov v'afosa kidei lechol paschama. The halach is you're allowed to bake on Yom Tov. So if you're allowed to bake the dough on Yom Tov, so obviously you're going to have to be a mafrish challah whenever you bake on Yom Tov. So since you're allowed to bake in order to have hot, fresh dough on Yom Tov, so mela it's mutter to be mafrish challah on Yom Tov. They never included in the gzeira of being mafrish shumas ma'isus on Yom Tov, they never included a fresh challah, because it's sort of built into the system is that you're going to be baking challahs on Yom Tov, which is going to require being mafrish challah on Yom Tov. Avua de Shmuel Amar, but Avua de Shmuel back in the Gemara disagrees. He says afilu gilgalisa me'erev Yom Tov ain mafrish mimena chalasa b'yom tov. That even if you needed the dough on erev Yom Tov, you cannot be mafrish challah on Yom Tov. When are we matir being mafrish challah on Yom Tov? That's on a dough that you make on Yom Tov, but a dough that you made before Yom Tov, that you should have been mafrish before Yom Tov. And if you fail to be mafrish before Yom Tov, you cannot do it on Yom Tov. That's avua de Shmuel. That's what Shmuel's father says. So says the Gemara, lema pliga de Shmuel ad avua. It would seem that Shmuel disagrees with his father on this point. To Amar Shmuel, because Shmuel said, Chalas chutzlaretz, ochel v'holich, v'achar kach mafrish. Shmuel holds that if you have chala in chutzlaretz, chala that you're mafrish in chutzlaretz, you can continue to eat before you're mafrish the chala, and then be mafrish later on. Just leave enough over to be mafrish later on. Meaning, as Rashi points out, ochel v'holich, kolapas, umeshayer kadei chala. Just leave an amount that you need for a freshas chala, umafrish abachrona, and you'll be mafrish later on. What do you see from there? Al mafrashas shalol tzorachi, that when you're mafrish, it doesn't really do anything for you because the dough is mutter anyway. V'lo havya frasha, therefore it's not really something that's a tikkun at all. V'amafresh b'yom tov eino k'misaken. So when one is mafresh in yom tov, you're not really being misaken anything. The litzar k'sharik ba'as truma degaz barabanim neishanir k'misaken. What's the reason we're not allowed to be mafresh trumas and maisos typically on yom tov? Because it's misaken the dagan. It makes the grain, it makes the other food mutter. So that's a tikkun. It's a halachic tikkun in the dagan. But if you hold like Shmuel, there's no tikkun in afrashas challah because you're allowed to continue to eat the dough anyway. You could be ochel v'holich and you'll be mafrish after Shabbos is over. You'll be mafrish after Yom Tov is over. So there is no halachic tikkun. So it seems that Shmuel disagrees with his father. Avud Shmuel said that you're not allowed to be mafrish challah on Yom Tov. Shmuel should have no problem with it because since you're allowed to eat anyway before you're mafrish, it's not a tikkun to be mafrish, and therefore you could be mafrish even on Yom Tov. So says Gemara Amar Rav Mila Mod Shmuel, Shem Karala Shem Shasur Lazarim. Wait a second, Shmuel agrees that even though you don't have to be mafrish, but if you're kore a shem chala, that it should be chala and it's shem chala, it's asa lazarim. So you see that the shem truma is chala in it. So it would be included in the yisra being magbiya truma samaisos on Yom Tov. Meaning, enochinami may not be a tikkun, so would the logic of the yisra to be mafrish truma samaisos may not apply to chala, but the yisra was a gzeira not to be mafrish truma samaisos. So since it is a shem truma, it does have a shame truma, it is going to be included in that iser. Whether the logic applies or doesn't apply, the iser is still going to be there. Several Rishonim write that even according to Shmuel, you need to be Meshayer at the end of what you eat. I mean, he says, Ochel v'holich, keep on eating, v'achar kach mafrish, and then be mafrish later on. So it sounds almost like you could eat everything but the challah. Whatever you're going to be mafrish challah, that's the only part you leave over in what you eat. But several Rishonim write that that's clearly not the case. Tosfos and Rosh and many others, that's clearly not the case. That you have to leave over not just the what you're going to be mafrish for challah, but a little more as well, because the mitzvah of hafrashas challah is not just to have challah, it's to be mafrish challah. Being mafrish challah means that you have to separate it from something else. If you've already eaten everything but what you're going to designate as challah, then you're never doing an active maisa hafrasha of the challah. So you certainly need to leave over a little additional food as well, additional dough as well, in order to be mafrish challah from that dough. The stipler just raises the question, so what's the Gemara Kasha, then Chalitz Chutzlaretz is no Mesakein, that little bit that you're not allowed to eat before the Afrasha, you're being Mesakein that. Meaning, what was the Gemara's Kasha? That according to Shmuel, it shouldn't be a violation of Mesakein at all, because you can be Ochel V'Holich V'Archach Mafrish, therefore you should be allowed to be Mafrish the Chalin Yativ, because when you're Mafrish the Chalin Yativ, you're not doing anything, you would be allowed to eat the dough anyway. Asks the stipler, of course you're doing something, because that little dough that you Otherwise, if you choose the path of Ochel V'Halich V'Achach Mafrish, you're only able to eat a certain amount of dough. If you were to be Mafrish right now, you're able to eat all the dough. So you're able to eat more dough. So that little bit is a tikkun. It's a tikkun on that little bit of extra dough. So the stipler suggests that there would have been makom to perhaps be miyash even to say that me'etzem, the fact that it's mutter to eat and then to be mafrish is muchach that the chalas chutzlars doesn't make anything tevel and doesn't make the dough asur ba'achila like chala dough raisa would. It's just a chiv on the gavra that the person has a chiv to be mafresh shalotish takach toras chala, just to remember the concept of chala, and therefore it's not masakin at all, because the afrasha is not actually matir the isa, it's a mitzvah bialma. It's just that you have a mitzvah safrasha that you can't be mevatel the mitzvah safrasha. That's why you can't eat. It's not that there's an iser on the dough, that the iser is an iser tevel on the dough by chalas chutzlaretz. Chalas chutzlaretz is a drabanan which is chova on the gavra, which certainly would fit generally with that concept of that the nesiva says that all Yisrim Drabbanan relate to the Gavra. So this is a mitzvah on the Gavra, a mitzvah safrasha on the Gavra. But Mishkanos Yaakov, the stipler writes, Mishkanos Yaakov says not that way. He says Chalas Chutz La'aretz is also Tevel Midrabbanan, makes the entire dough Tevel. The fact that we allow you to eat an Achar Chach Mafrish is because we say Gloy Milson Lafreya, that whatever your Mafrish L'Besof, L'Chadchila was the Chala the entire time, and we're relying on Breira, that we hold by Dinim Drabbanan, we could rely on Breira. So this is a Din Drabbanan, Chalas Chutz La'aretz is Din Drabbanan, so mainly we're allowed to rely on Breira. So then and the stipler's kasha is vayter kasha. But isn't it misakein? Even according to Shmuel, it should be misakein because that little bit that you weren't allowed to eat, now you are allowed to eat if you're mafresh right now. So the stipler's miyashev that the sort of Shmuel's din is because huvra davul mafreya that you were mafresh l'besof was chala the whole time in the dough. So it turns out that it was miskal mafreya that the rest of the dough was mutzah the entire time, and therefore there's no tikkun mechadash. You're not actually being misakein anything. It's just a practical thing that you're not allowed to eat the whole thing, but it turns out that a glay milsa, just like it's a glay milsa mafreya, that whatever your mafresh was chala, it's a glay milsa mafreya that whatever you weren't mafresh was not chala and was really mutter the whole time. And he says, therefore, you can't call it tikkun money, even though on a practical level, obviously something changed. On a practical level, now you are allowed to eat it. There's a Magen Avram, very fascinating Magen Avram in Siman Tavkuf Vav, where he writes, on Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, let's say you have the following situation. Person forgot to be mafresh chala from the challahs that he's using for Shabbos on Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, the challahs of Chametz. We're not talking Matzah here. We're talking about the challahs of Chametz, Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos. The halacha is, you have the first two meals at least, you have with Chametz rolls. So a person forgot to be Mafresh Challah on it. So says the Magen Avraham, it's usher to eat from it, because you have to be Mevar the Chametz. So it's going to turn out that you ate Tevel Mafreya, meaning what's the whole eitz of Shmuel? Is Ochel V'Holech V'Achar Kach Mafresh. Eat, and then after Shabbos is over, you'll be mafresh. Well, after Shabbos is over, it's going to be Pesach. So this bread better not be here after Shabbos is over. So it's going to turn out that you're never going to be able to be mafresh. So it'll turn out that you violated Tevel Mafreya. So he says, and don't tell me that just eat some and give whatever's left over to the guy as a matana, and then the guy will give it back after Pesach, and then you'll be mafresh chalan. It's all the ochel v'holech v'achar kach mafresh. Way later you'll be mafresh. He says, that doesn't work, because how could you give it to a guy as a matana al manas la'achzir? You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to give chametz to a guy in advance almanas that he has to give it back to you. When we sell our chametz to a guy, the guy has every right to eat the chametz. He can go into our homes and eat the chametz, absolutely. And also he says, don't say that since you can't eat from it without afrasha, so therefore we're going to be matir being mafresh on Shabbos, because chalas in Yehudi is also asked to eat from it without afrasha, and still it's asked to be mafresh on Yantiv. So he says, Eilam takana, there's no way out. So which means that even though Chalas Chutz La'aretz, when you're not mafresh mibod yom, normally ochel v'olich v'achakach mafresh, we came up with this hechitimtza where ochel v'olich v'achakach mafresh simply will not work. If it's ever Pesach Chal B'Shabbos, it simply would not work. So there's no takana for those chalas. So therefore, if there's no takana, l'chor it should be mutter to be mafresh on Shabbos. And that's what he says, is mochiach from chalas Eretz Yisrael, where there's also no takana, we say, ain mafresh in chalas b'yom tov, meaning one would have thought that you could be mafresh at least on Shabbos in that case, that the Rabbanu wouldn't be gozer, that in Nira Ketikun Man, because you have no choice. However, several achronim, Mishapuru quotes achronim that hold, that since there are shittos and rishonim in this sugya that the halacha is like Rabba, that all chalos chasaris you're allowed to be mafrish, even if you were not mafrish me'er v'yom tov. So there is that takana of being mafrish on Shabbos itself, and that which Magen Avraham says that's only according to the shitos that hold the halacha like avur the Shmuel, that by chalos chutzlaritz they were not to be mafrish lechatchila on Shabbos and yom tov except for being ochel v'holich v'achak mafrish. So when you don't have any other bread that's chametz for Shabbos and it's going to be mivatel Yeronik Shabbos, you're allowed to be mafresh b'Shabbos and give it to a Kohen Katan less than 9 years old, or to a Kohen Gadol who's Tava L'Kirya or something like that. So good. So that's the Machlokas and the Akronim, whether there's an Eitzah, whether in that case we would be willing to be Somech to allow to be mafresh the Chala on Shabbos itself. Okay, weiter in the Gemara. So now we're up to the Mishnah on Tesem Alf. Says the Mishnah, Beishamei Omrim, Ein Malichnes Asulam Mishovach leShovach, that one is not allowed to move a ladder from one shovach, from one birdhouse to another shovach. Aval mateo mechalon lechalon, but you're allowed to move it from one window in a shovach to another window in a shovach. You can tilt it from one to the other. Beisilul matirin, and Beisilul says that it's mutter even to move the sulam from one shovach to another shovach. Tosos points out, Tema filu hechnos ameyatzmal mekomakom isbu mishum tseida. Isn't it a problem of tseida that even if the birds aren't muktzah, so forget the muktzah issue, but you have tseida, you have an issue of trapping the birds, that even within a shovach, it's a violation of tseida. So he says, Yishlom demari b'ketan mishlo parcho. We're talking about birds that aren't yet flying, and therefore it's not a violation of tseida. So anyway, so this is machlokes b'sham b'silal. Is one allowed to move a ladder from one shovach to another shovach? And as Rashi points out, the assumption right now that we're working with is that this is a ladder that's miyuchad l'kach. It's very clearly a ladder that's used for the shovach, and we'll see exactly what the machlokas is about. So says our first version of what this machlokas is about between Beishame and Beisilel. Amar of Chanan Barami, machlokas b'rishos harabin. The machlokas is in rishos rabin. Beishame savri, haroa omar latiach gago hutzarech. Beishame is going to have a problem with moving the ladder because someone who sees is going to say, Latiach gago hutzarech, that you're moving the ladder because you're trying to work on your roof. You're trying to fix your roof on Yantiv. Yeah, and so what? And if you're trying to fix your roof, what's the problem with that? So the Tzlach explains, and that's a violation of Bona. That's a Malacha Daraisa of Bona. The Chasam Sofer says it's also Memachik, that it could be that you're smoothing out the tar on the roof is a violation of Memachik. So that's what people are going to think that you're doing. Beisilul Savri, Shovcha Mochiachalav. Beisilul says, no one's going to think you're doing anything wrong because it's right by a Shovach. It's going to be obvious that you're dealing with a Shovach, that you're just trying to get birds to slaughter so that you can have lunch on Yantiv. That's all you're trying to do, and it's going to be obvious that that's what you're trying to do. So we have no problem with it. Aval Barashos HaYachid, Divrei HaKol Mutter. If it's in Roshos HaYachid, where nobody's watching and nobody can see you, then even Beishamai would hold that it's Mutter. So in fact, the Gemara Eini, is that really so that in Roshos HaYachid, even Beishamai would hold that it's Mutter? V'amar Rav Yudah Amarav, Kol Makom Shoshukham B'nei Maris Ayin, Afilu B'chadrei Chadar Maser. Doesn't Rav Yudah Amarav teach us that anything the Chacham Maser as due to Maris Ayin is even Aser B'chadrei Chadarim, meaning if something is Aser to do in Roshos Rabin, because Shemi Yomru Latiach Gago Tzarech, because people are going to think you're going to fix your roof, well then you're not allowed to do that even in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Anything that's Asr Mishum Arasayin, we ask it even B'chadrei Chadarim. Why would we ask it even B'chadrei Chadarim? We'll get to it in a second. But we do. So the bottom line is, how can you say that Beishamai would be Moda in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, that it's Mutter? Wouldn't Beishamai hold that B'chadrei Chadarim is Asr as well? So it says, well, not necessarily Tanaihi. It's a Machlokas Tanaim, whether we say that anything that's Mutter B'chadrei, that anything that's Asr Mishum Arasayin is Mutter B'chadrei Chadarim. Titania Shol Osrin. There's a machlokas if you have wet clothing on Shabbos. So can you put it out in the sun or do it to dry? Or do we assume that people who are looking might think that you did the laundry on Shabbos? So Tanakama holds, no problem, spread it out in the sun as long as people don't see. As long as you're not in a place where people are going to be able to see it, so then it's fine because then there's not going to be a Marasayan issue. So you see, Tanakama clearly holds that even on things that normally would be Osr Mishum Marasayan, if nobody nobody sees, it's okay. If it's bechadrei chadarim and no one's able to see it, then it's totally fine. But Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon say that it is going to be a problem, that even bechadrei chadarim it's going to be asur. So it's no problem for Beis Shammai to say that bechadrei chadarim is going to be mutter, because Beis Shammai might simply hold, like the Shita of the Tanakama, that things that are asur mishamar asayin are mutter bechadrei chadarim, and Beis Hillel would hold things that are asur mishamar asayin are asur bechadrei chadarim. Now, why is it that they asur marasayin bechadrei chadarim? It seems counterintuitive. If the whole issue is that someone's going to look and see and think that something's mutter based on what you did, or think that there's two issues. There's an issue. We'll get to that in a second. But why is it that they asked it? So a couple of shitos, the Ran quotes. He says, first of all, if they were matir b'rishus yachid, then a person would come to do rishus ram. Also, since the etzem action that he's doing is mutter, and even rishus ram, it's very easy to justify that no one's really looking. So a person will say, no one really sees, no one's really looking, and he's going to end up doing a rishus ram as well. So essentially, the gzeru mishumar zayin never would have stood if we would have allowed it be rishus yachid, because people would always talk themselves into the idea that they're really in a rishus yachid, that whatever area they're in is close enough to rishus yachid. Also, sometimes you think even in a rishus yachid no one's able to see, but sometimes there are people looking even when you're in a rishus yachid. It's very hard to measure when people are going to be able to see, when people won't be able to see. So we always We always ask her, no matter what. And the simple approach is lo chilka cham takarasan. Cham aser samim mishum marasayin. What it means is that there are two ways to view the isra of marasayin. You could have viewed the isra of marasayin as don't do anything that causes suspicion. Okay, so then Rosh Hashanah, it's not going to cause any suspicion. But the other way to view marasayin, and maybe the correct way to view it, is it's not don't do anything that causes suspicion. It's that the chacham identified certain activities as things that are suspicious activities. And those activities, the chacham made aser. So it's not about causing suspicion. That may be the reason why the chacham asered these activities. But once the chacham asered the activities, lo pluk b'takarasam, the activity itself is aser. If the chacham said you're not allowed to dry clothing, yeah, the reason they may have said not to hang out clothing to dry is because people might see it. But the activity became aser. That's the way they asered it. They asered, don't hang out clothing to dry. Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva that there is a big difference between two very similar concepts. There's a concept called maris ha'ayin and a concept called chashad. Those are two different issues. Maris ha'ayin is a din d'rabbanan that if someone sees what you're doing, someone is going to think that it's mutter. Person is going to think that they could do it as well. And they're not going to realize that you're doing a pederech heter, and they're going to do a pederech iser, because they're going to say such a from a yid is doing such an activity that it's got to be okay. Chashad is not that. Chashad is that someone's going to look at you and say that oh, look at that person. He's not religious. Look at that. He's not medaktek in halacha. That a person's not going to. No one's going to think it's mutter. No one's going to make a mistake based on you. The only mistake they're going to make is about you. It's about the person who's doing the activity, and then you'll think the person's not a good guy. So that's a chashad. That's a violation of the yisim nekiyim, that we have a requirement. A lot of times people like to walk around with the attitude, I don't care what anybody else thinks. I just worry about myself. What everybody else thinks doesn't matter. The halach is not that way, that we do care what other people think, that you shouldn't walk around in such a way that people think that you're a lowlife. So that's the yisim nekiyim, is a person should be above any reproach. So that's and he says that maybe when it comes to the yisim nekiyim, when it comes to chashad, maybe b'chadrei chadarim it's not going to be aser. Maybe b'chadrei chadarim it's mutter. This whole din of b'chadrei chadarim is only by dinim of maris ha'ayin, not by other dinim. Okay, ikad amri, a second version of this whole machlokas. Second version of the machlokas is, it runs as follows: that Amar Rav Chanan Bar Ami machlokas per Rishus Hayachid. The whole machlokas is only in Rishus Hayachid. To Beis Shammai Yisluh Rav Yehuda Merav, Beis Shammai holds of this concern afilu bechadrei chadarim. UBeis Hillel Lasluh Rav Yehuda Merav, and Beis Hillel holds, nah, I'm not worried about chadrei chadarim. Avu Rishus Ram Divrei Hakol Aser. But in Rishus Rav, even Beis Hillel would agree that it's aser to move the ladder from one place to the other. So says Mar Lema Rav to Amar Kebeis Shammai. So then, if then we're saying that Rav is really going like Beis Shammai, meaning when Rav says that afilu b'chadrei chadarim is aser, the way we're framing the machlokas now is that's shitas Beis Shammai, but Beis Hillel would hold b'chadrei chadarim is mutter. So what, Rav is going to go like shitas Beis Shammai? Could that be that Rav goes like shitas Beis Shammai? So says Mar Tanayhi, no, Rav's not going like shitas Beis Shammai. It's in fact a separate machlokas tanaim whether chadrei chadarim applies. D'tanya shochan b'chama v'lo k'neged ha'am Rav Elazar v'Rabbi Shimon Osrin. So we see that you have a broader machlokas, not just Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, a broader broader machlokas whether bechadre chadarim is going to be aser. It's interesting. Previously, when the Gemara had asked on Rabbi Chanan from Rav, the Gemara said, "How can you, Rav Chanan Barami, say that the machlokas is only brishus Rav in the first version, and in brishus Yachid everyone is going to agree? I, Rav, holds afil bechadre chadarim." Well, Rav is an Amora, so what's the problem in asking from Rav? So both Rashi and Tosfos point out that even though Rav was an Amora, we use the phrase Rav Tanu Hu Palag, but that's not about the generation that Rav lived in. When we say Rav Tanu Hu Palag, it just means Rav wasn't afraid to argue on Tanaim. But he wasn't necessarily viewed as by his contemporaries as a Tana. It's just that in the early generations of Amoraim, it still wasn't so mekubal that they can't argue on a Tana. Who said they can't argue on a Tana? So a bunch of Amoraim just got together and agreed, you know what, our time is probably better spent trying to figure out what the Tanaim say rather than trying to argue on the Tanaim. And Rav didn't think so. He thought his time was just as well spent arguing on the Tanaim as figuring out what they had to say. But over here, we have this additional element of almost like Rav Tanahu, that we're asking based on Rav, because he was Rabban Shel Kol B'nei HaGolaya B'doro Chutz Mishmuel, Rashi says. Other than Shmuel, he was the greatest mind of his generation, and therefore you're allowed to ask on other people from Rav. You don't say that, you see that there was a hierarchy in the rabbinate, that even though he was an Amora, you don't say, okay, he's an Amora, I'm an Amora. You know, someone says, how could you argue on Rav Meshach? You say, okay, Rav Meshach's an Achron, I'm an Achron, it's all the same, we all live in the same. No, there is a hierarchy. There are certain things that need to go to higher levels, and a person will have to answer for himself if he's arguing on people who are much, much greater than himself. So Rav was considered to be the Gadol B'doro, Chutz Mishmuel. Shmuel wants to argue on Rav, because it's a day. Let Shmuel argue on Rav whenever he wants. But Rav Chanan didn't necessarily have the right to argue on Rav. Okay, that was all. These two versions of the Machlokas were all how to understand in our Mishnah. But says Gemara, Masnisin Deloki Aitana. We have a Braisa that says otherwise. A Braisa that has a version of the Machlokas that's different. Detanya, the Braisa says as follows. Amar Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Modim Beishamay Beisilal, Shemalichin Asasulam, Mishavach L'shavach. Beishamay and Beisilal are both Moda, that you're allowed to move the ladder from one shavach to another shavach. Lo nechleku elo lahachzir. The whole machlokas is only to put it back afterwards, but to be molech from one place to the other in order to get the birds, that everyone agrees is totally permissible. The whole machlokas is putting it back. Shebeshami or mimei machzirin. Beshami says don't put it back. Ubeisil or maf machzirin. And Beisil says that it's permissible to put it back. Amr b'yudah b'medvar mamurim b'sulam shel shavach. Aval b'sulam shel aliyah divrei kol aser. That's only by the sulam of a shovach. But a sulam shel aliyah, where people are clearly going to assume that latiach gago utzarich, where it's a sulam that you use to climb up to your roof, it's that kind of ladder. Then everyone is going to agree that it's going to be aser by a sulam shel aliyah. So because Sulam Shaliyah is a much larger ladder than a Sulam Shal Shovach, it's made up to go to the Aliyah, so everyone's going to assume Latiach Gagu Tzarkh. The Mishnah Berurah writes in some Tavkuf Yud Ches, Sivkan Chav Ches, what about small ladders that we have inside the house, like step ladders and things like that you're always moving from one corner to another? Are you allowed to move those on Yantif? So he says, Yesh Deil's been a poskim. There are different shitos in the poskim about this. Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's mutter, because Davka Sulam Shalaliyah, which is very big, and you would go to fix your roof with, that's where Chushish people are going to say Latiach Gagu Tzarech. But Sulamos, these little stepladders they have in a house, which you never be able to Latiach Gagu, so there's no Isra at all. But nevertheless, Mishnah Berurah quotes Yesh Machmirim Bazeh, that there are Rishonim that are Machmir on this, and they hold that they were only Makel on the Sulam Shel Shovach, because the Sulam Shel Shovach was Nikr in its Tzura, that it was made specifically for a Shovach, and everyone's going to realize they're using it for a Shovach. But any other Sulam that doesn't have a particular look to it, which makes it clear what you're using it for, a stam sulam that could be used for any number of activities, even though they're very small, sometimes you'll put them near a ledge or something when you want to reach up to a ledge to clean out the gutters or something, or to fix something on the side of your house. So any other such ladder, some of the Rishonim hold is asa. So it's Deil Spain and Poskim, two different shitos, whether it's mutter or aser. So Mishnah Berurah writes that lahalacha, in Rosh Hashanah, we could be somek lahakel. to move him in around in the house. But Rishus Rabim nachol lechatchila lahachmir. If it's in Rishus Rabim, we should try lechatchila to be machmir. The Mishnah Berurah says for that day. Anyway, Rabbi Dosa Omer Mateo mechalon lechalon. Rabbi Dosa says you can tilt the ladder from one window to the next. Acherim Omer Mishum Rabbi Dosa af medadin bo. Others say in the name of Rabbi Dosa not only to tilt the ladder from one window to the next, but you could even move around the bottom of the ladder. You could even move it along the ground. So Bnei Rabbi Chiya Nafuk L'Karyasa. The Gemara tells a story, two versions of a story, exactly what happened over here. But the children of Rabbi Chiya went to a village. Kiyasu Amr Luhu Avun Klum Maisa Bal Yadchem. So when they came back, their father said to them, "Knew anything happened? Anything interesting happened while you were there?" So Amr Lo Sulam Bal Yadenu Vitarnuhu. They said, "Oh, we taka had a shaila about a sulam, about a ladder, and we were matir the ladder." So Amr Lahem. So he said back to them, "So Tzuuvi Isru Mashi Itartem. You better go back and aser that which you were matir. You have to go back and say that whatever you said was mutter before is aser." Sometimes, no matter who you are, even great people make mistakes and they have to backtrack on their psak and they have to find whoever they told that something was mutter and go tell them that it was aser. So yesterday, someone sent out a thing that something that I was telling people is kashrut l'Pesach. Someone sent from one of the kashrut organizations that it said it's not kashrut l'Pesach. So I called up the kashrut organization. I said, "I did the research. What are you talking about? It's kashrut l'Pesach." They said, "Yeah, it's kashrut l'Pesach, but that's not our policy." So I said, "What does that mean?" So they said, "Oh, we're not comfortable saying it publicly, but it really is. You don't have to track down the people that you told that it's mutter to." Okay, good. So you don't have to track down, but sometimes you do. Sometimes you do have to track down to tell people when you make a mistake. So says Gemara, "Inu savor." So the Bnei Rabbi Chiya thought, "Midukama Rabbi Yehuda," from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda said "Besulim Shel Aliyah Lo Pligi," that there's no machlokas by Besulim Shel Aliyah, that they both say it's also to be metaltum lechal de Tanakama savor pligi. That implies that the Tanakama Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar doesn't hold that way. He holds that the machlokas between Beis Shammai is by removing by returning the sulam shel aliyah, and to bring in the first place, everyone would say it's mutar and yantiv. So the Bnei Rabbi Chiya were somech on the Tanakama, and they said that this sulam is mutar to bring in the first place, because that's what they assume, that it's mutar to bring in the first place according to everybody. So the Gemara explains why Rabbi Chiya made them backtrack. What was wrong with that cheshbon? Velohi, the understanding of the Bnei Rabbi Chiya was not correct, because Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda, when it was not coming to argue on the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, he was coming to explain the Tanakama by telling us which type of sulam he was talking about. Even according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, it would be usher to be molech sulam shel aliyah. So Rabbi Chiya told his children, "You better go back and tell them that it's usher to be molech sulam shel aliyah, to bring a sulam shel aliyah in the first place." Mimai, how do I know that even according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, it's usher to be molech sulam shel aliyah, and Beisil only mat tiered a sulam shel shavach? How do I know that? Midiktani, from the fact that when it quotes the sheet of Rabbi Shimon Elazar, what does it say? Molichinas asulam mishavach l'shavach. V'isal kadaitach. And if you hold b'sulam shel aliyah pligi, that Beisham v'esil, according to Rabbi Shimon Elazar, argue about a sulam shel aliyah, hay molichinas asulam mishavach l'shavach, why would it say mishavach l'shavach, which implies that it was already a sulam that was by a shavach? Molichinas asulam l'shavach mibayilei. If it was even about a sulam shel aliyah, it should have said you could bring the sulam to the shovach. By saying malichem yishovach the shovach, it implies that we're dealing with the kind of ladder that's already at the shovach. El alav hachikamer shel shovach in shel aliyah lo. From the fact that it says mi shovach li shovach implies that we're only dealing with a sulam shel shovach, but a sulam shel aliyah would be aser. So the Gemara says v'idach, and the Bnei Rabbi Chiya, how did they think that Rabbi Shimon Elazar holds that it's mutter to move a sulam shel aliyah? What about mi shovach li shovach? What about that lashon? So mikatani sulam shel shovach, mishavach l'shavach katani v'afilu l'kama shovchin. No, it doesn't say a sulam shel shovach. It doesn't say that we're talking about that kind of ladder. It just says where you're moving a ladder from one shovach to another shovach. And the way they understood it was that it could even be a sulam shel aliyah, and you're just moving it around but amongst many shovchin, and that's totally fine. Ikad amri, another version of this whole maisa of what the shaila was exactly that the Bnei Rabbi Chiya messed up on was as follows. That Amr Lo, the Bnei Rabbi Chiya, said to their father, Hitoi Sulam Shalaliyah. It was our Shaila that we got Bali Adenu. Our Shaila that we got was about leaning the ladder from one window to another window within a Shavach, leaning a Sulam Shalaliyah from one window to another, Vitarnu. And we were battered because even though you're not allowed to be Molech, and we're Moda that you're not allowed to be Molech. In the first version of the story, they held that you're allowed to be Molech. In this version of the story, no, we know you're not allowed to bring the Sulam in the first place, but to be Mateh, to lean it from one side to the other, would be mutter. So Amalem Rav Chiya said to his children, Tzu'uvi Isru Mashi Itartem, you better go out and aser that which you were matir, because the Sulam Shel Aliyah, you're not even allowed to lean from one window to the other. So what did Bnei Rabbi Chiya think, and what did Rabbi Chiya think in understanding the Braisa to get to the point where they paskin what they paskin? So it's important to realize that in the Braisa, Rabbi Dosa was matir, being matir mechalon lechalon. That was explicit in the Braisa, that you're allowed to lean from one to the other, but it doesn't say what kind of ladder he was talking about, that you're allowed to lean from one window to the other. If it's a sulam shel aliyah, which would mean that Rabbi Dosa is being matir, the sulam that Rabbi Yehuda asered, and to say that it's only that the sulam shel aliyah that Rabbi Yehuda asered is only b'halacha, it's only asr b'halacha, but to be matet, to lean it from one window to the other, is mutter. Or maybe Rabbi Yedosa is coming to asr that which Rabbi Yehuda was matir, that a sulam shel shovchin, that Rabbi Yehuda was matir betilto. Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to do whatever you want with the sulam shel shovchin. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda is saying, nah, you're only allowed to lean it. You're not allowed to actually carry a sulam shel shovchin. You're not allowed to really be metaltel a sulam shel shovchin. So those are the two possible understandings of this braisa, and that's what Rabbi Chiya and his children disagreed upon in terms of understanding the braisa. Inu savra, the Bnei Rabbi Chiya held Maidika Asr Tanakama, that which Rabbi Yehuda asked, namely a Sulam Shel Aliyah, Kashari Rabbi Dosa. Rabbi Dosa allowed tilting from one window to the other, the Sulam Shel Aliyah. And they paskin like Rabbi Dosa. But Velohi, that's not correct. Maidika Shari Tanakama, in fact, what the Tanakama was matir, which is a Sulam Shel Shovchin, Ka Asr Rabbi Dosa. Rabbi Dosa was asering and saying that no, you're not allowed to move a Sulam Shel Shovchin, you're only allowed to tilt a sulam shel shovchin. So that's the second version of what exactly happened in this story. Good. Avul Mateu mechalon lechalon. So the Mishnah had said that you're allowed to lean it by the sulam. You're not allowed to be molk the sulam mishavach leshavach according to Beis Shammai. But even Beis Shammai would say you're allowed to lean it from one window to the other window. And Beis Hillel says you're even allowed to be metal to the sulam mishavach leshavach. Good. So who's more machmir in our Mishnah? Beis Shammai seems to be more machmir and says, you know what? If the only way for you to get birds to eat for lunch is by moving a sulam mishavach l'shavach, too bad, can't do it, it's going to be aser. And Beis Hillel would say, no, you can't do it, why would we shtar your simchas yantiv? Go ahead, enjoy, have a good time. So says Gemara, alma gabi simchas yantiv beishamay l'chum beisil l'kula. So it seems from here that when it comes to simchas yantiv, beishamay is more machmir than the Beis Hillel. Beishamay is going to say not to do something, and Beis Hillel is going to say that it's no problem, that you're allowed to do it. So frankly, Gemara, but wait a second, or minhui, I'll ask you a stira, the first mission in the Masechta, hashok, you can't even do the shechita unless you already had dirt prepared from before yantiv. So you see that Beis Hillel is more machmir on simchas yantiv, Beis Shammai is more mekel. Now the assumption the Gemara has when it asks this stira is that there's definitely some sort of issur d'rabbanan in moving a ladder, and there's definitely some sort of issur d'rabbanan in digging up the dirt. And the question is, are we going to allow that issur d'rabbanan to be waived in favor of simchas yamtov? And that's why it's a stira, that in our Mishnah, in Dav Beis Amid Aleph, Beis Shammai was more willing to waive an issur d'rabbanan for simchas yamtov, Beis Hillel was not. And over here in this Mishnah, Beis Hillel is willing to waive an issur d'rabbanan for simchas yamtov, Beis Shammai is not. So the Gemara's answer is that assumption is incorrect. The assumption that what's really behind the machlokas is that everybody agrees that we're dealing with Yisurim Drabanan over here, and the question is, are we willing to waive those Yisurim for Simchas Yantiv? That's not what's really going on. Not everybody agrees that we're dealing with Yisurim Drabanan over here. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, so first Rabbi Yochanan says, Mukhlefes Hashita. He accepts that and he says, okay, you got to switch around the opinions. But the Gemara says, no, Mimai. Dilma ad kan lo kamri be shamai hasam ela hechadika deker notes av lechadika deker notes. Lo, maybe be shamai is only going to be makil when there's a deker notes. Meaning maybe the reason be shamai is because there's no isser whatsoever. When you have a deker notes, it takes away all of the isurim. There's no isser daraisa. There's no isser drabanan. No chashash that you're going to come to grind up the dirt. Nothing. There's no muktza. So that's why be shamai was makil in our mission. And Basil would hold that there still is an Issa Drabban even when you have a Decker notes. And that's why Basil is Machmir in the first Mishnah. V'inami ad kan lo kan Basil hacha el d'shovcha mukhiach alav aval hasam lo. And over here, maybe Basil is only going to be Mekel because shovcha mukhiach alav. So he holds that there's no Isser midrabbanon of Maris Ha'ayin. That there would have been an Issa Drabban of Maris Ha'ayin if it wasn't shovcha mukhiach alav. Beishamai holds it's still an Issa of Maris Ha'ayin, but Basil holds that there is no Issa Drabbanon. So it's not an issue of how much are you willing to sacrifice for Simchas Yantiv. You're not sacrificing anything. No one's willing to sacrifice anything for Simchas Yantiv. There's simply no Isurim midrabanan to deal with. So it seems clear in this Gemara, according to Vesil, you're allowed to move a Sulam Shel Shovach in Rosh Hashanah. That's how we paskin Lahalacha, because Shov Chomochiach Alav. They have a similar issue of Maris Ha'ein when it comes to Achilas Dam and Achilas Chalav. Shulchan Aruch in Yardeh Sim Samuch Vav says Dam Dagim, even though blood of fish is mutter, if you have it in a Kli, it's Maris Ha'ayin. So if it's nicker that it's from Dagim, like you put the scales of the fish right next to it, so then it's mutter. But you're not allowed, but otherwise it would be an issue of Maris Ha'ayin. Same thing as Shovcho Mochiach Lav. The place he writes on Shulchan Aruch, he says certainly we would never say that it's also to drink red wine because of Maris Ha'ayin, that you don't have to put the grapes next to the wine within reason. It has to resemble blood within reason for it to be an issue of Maris Ha'ayin. We have the same thing by Chalav Shkedim, by non-dairy creamer, the Ramah talks about as well. Okay, stop it.